Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. This is Lennis, Sunday, July 19, 2010. Welcome to Talk to Me. Tonight's show is going to be about current events, and tonight I'm on the switchboard. I'm missing my producer and switchboard operator, the sheriff. She's out sick, y'all, so say a prayer for Chabonet that she'll be feeling better and she'll be back with us next week. Now, to start off tonight, I first would like to send a shout-out to birthdays. Happy birthday, Jessica, and happy birthday, Cherie, and I hope you both will enjoy your birthdays and look at this as a year of milestone reflections in your life. Be blessed, and I love you, and again, happy birthday. Now, as always, we start the show off with entertainment news. I have to say, though, tonight I'm starting it off on a bit of a sad note. Gospel great Bishop Walter Hawkins passed away last weekend. Mr. Hawkins was part of the gospel music dynasty. The Hawkins family, Walter, along with his brother Edwin Hawkins and sister Lynette, led the charge with some of the greatest gospel music ever recorded. Walter was married to Tremaine Hawkins, and they had two children and two grandchildren. Bishop Hawkins was 61 and battled pancreatic cancer. Songs that you probably remember him by are Oh Happy Day, The Potter's House, Changed, Be Grateful, Going Up Yonder, Marvelous, and I'm Going Away are just a few of the classics from the Hawkins musical dynasty. Our prayers go out to the Hawkins family. God be with you, and God will see you through this, your strength and your courage and your prayers. Okay, first up in sports news, on a little bit better note, he's got a hit reality show, but he can't get a football gig to save his life. Anybody know who? Terrell Owens, a.k.a. T.O., says he can't understand why no football team has signed him. Really? His last team, the Buffalo Bills, only kept him for a year. Owens has had previous stops with the Cowboys, Eagles, and 49ers, and has had previous stops stops with the Cowboys, Eagles, and 49ers. He has a rep as a troublemaker, you think? But he has never been disciplined by the NFL for his off-field conduct. His reality show is currently in its second season, and it's called The T.O. Show, and it airs Sunday at 10 p.m. on VH1. Side comment here. Terrell, I bet as a person you're probably a really sweet guy and people love to be around you, but your behavior cost you your career, and that's the bottom line. It was your behavior. So you caused that. I think you should have shed your eagle a few times. You know, all battles aren't meant to be fought, but, you know, you got a television show out the deal, so, brother, I wish you the very best. Okay, Maxwell says he will have a new album by next winter, and Fantasia's long-awaited release, Back to Me, comes out late August at the end of next month. Wedding nuptials is wedding number two for Martin Lawrence. Lawrence tied the knot last weekend with longtime girlfriend Shamika Gibbs. The bride was beautiful, and the guest list included Eddie Murphy and Denzel Washington. Lauren's latest movie, Death at a Funeral, with Tracy Morgan and Chris Rock. It comes out on DVD August 10th. So, okay. Also out on DVD will be Cop Out. That's the one with Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan. And it should be out July 20th, which will be Tuesday. Okay. Representative Michael Jackson in the news deal. Representatives from the Michael Jackson fan club said they will clean up the damage left by vandals at the mausoleum where Jackson's body is being held. Overzealous fans are leaving ink tributes on the tomb at Forest Lawn. You stupid people! Don't you know better? You don't do stuff like that. How would you like if somebody did that to your brother or mother or father? Anyway, the fan club said they fear if this continues, fans will be barred from the graveside forever. Hello. In other MJ news, a California lawmaker has put forth a proposal to have Jackson's Neverland home made into a state park. Now, that sounds really nice. I like that. And I'm sure the family will, too. Okay, in other news, did I do that? Do you know who that is? Let me do it again. Did I do that? Okay, the former Child Star actor Jaleel White, who's best known as Steve Urkel from the TV show Family Matters. He's going to be asking that question this time in real life. White has been having problems with his baby mama. White has been in an ongoing custody with Bridget Hardy, who was the mother of his child. Hardy claims White punched her in the breast, slapped her in the mouth, and pushed her in the toilet so hard it broke the tank. White said these charges are not true. I sure hope they aren't, brother, because I don't believe in domestic violence. And before all that, walk away. Understand? Walk away. It is never right, I don't care who you are, to hit a woman, period. Okay, Terry McMillan's long-awaited sequel to Waiting to Exhale called Getting to Happy arrives in bookstores September 7th. So y'all run out and get that book now. See what she got to say. Because Terry's been through a few problems and controversial issues with her ex-husband. So Getting to Happy ought to be a good book. Maybe it was a catharsis for her, to help her get through that and to feel better about herself. Okay, you know Whoopi Goldberg's been in the news lately. Well, first off, Whoopi is headed to London for the musical Sister Act. Yep. The musical is based on her 1992 film. She is doing 23 shows as she reprises her role from the film. She will be back in time for the new episodes of The View in the fall. In more Whoopi news, Goldberg has been catching a lot of flack for talking about her friendship with Mel Gibson, saying she believes he is not a racist. Now, the Oscar-winning actor has been in the headlines with his nasty breakup with his Russian girlfriend, baby mama, Oksana Graveria. She recorded conversations of him spewing hatred towards everyone. The violent outbursts were shocking and disheartening. Has one of America's favorite movie stars gone mad? I kind of think so. But anyway, where is Danny Glover, his Lethal Weapon co-star? What does he think of this? Danny, you need to come forward and say something. Gibson has certainly ruined his career with his late-field rants and reports of beating his baby mama. You know, they say when you're drinking, because they say could be alcoholic, your true feelings come out. Well, I'm going to tell you, considering all the racial epithets that you have sprued over the last couple of months here, going through it with your girlfriend, makes me wonder, are you really a bigot in real life? Okay. Lisa Wu Hartwell of The Real Housewives of Atlanta is refuting reports that she may be the housewife let go on the new season of the show. Hartwell says the season will be exciting when new episode starts in September. Hartwell is married to former NFL player Ed Hartwell, who has just released a calendar showing off his fabulous body. All right, Hartwell, watch yourself, brother. Denzel Washington has signed on for the spy thriller Safe House as one of his future projects. Washington, who just won a Tony Award for his Broadway performance in Fences, has a new movie called Unstoppable. It'll be coming out in November. Okay. The Oprah Winfrey bio by Kitty Kelly is being made into a movie. Huh. The book was not the blockbuster that publishers thought it would be. So now you're going to do a movie? So it comes as a surprise that the movie is being made based on the book. Yeah, okay. Kitty Kelly, hold on to that. Your movie probably won't be that good as well. Okay. Excuse me. Christopher Simony faces up to 2.5 to 10 years in jail after setting fire at the Philadelphia International Records Studio. The fire happened on February 25th and damaged a legendary TSOP, or the Sound of Philadelphia headquarters. Simony pleaded guilty and faces sentencing on August 10th. His lawyer says his client was drunk and had no idea what he was doing. Yeah, okay, baby, let that be the reason. Just like Mel Gibson, okay? All right, so tonight's show, like I said, we're going to be discussing current affairs. You're more than welcome to call in. If there's anything that you want to discuss in the news that's going on, the number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. Okay. The first thing I want to talk about is these CEOs that are still getting millions of dollar bonuses, okay? It's like the government is giving them anything they want, yet these bastards are still whining. So let's talk about that. After an 8-year slumber, the Environmental Protection Agency is again issuing regulations. 2 years after an appalling financial debacle, Congress has finally moved to regulate Wall Street. But to hear our nation's corporate chieftains tell it, it's enough to plunge us back into recession. We have to become an industrial powerhouse again, but you don't do this when government and entrepreneurs are not in sync. Uh-huh. The notion of these guys holding a job summit is a little like BP holding a deepwater drilling safety summit. Hello. Between 2001, y'all, and 2009, corporate America designed the plan field to a specification. Easy money from the Federal Reserve, easy lower taxes on capital gains, dividends, and income. An administration that let industry essentially again, write its own regulations. Mm-hmm. But the players proceeded to put up goose eggs in January 2001. There were 111.6 million private sector payroll jobs in the United States. In January 2009, when Bush left office, there were 110.9 million. The stock market is basically where it was a decade ago. The last decade ended with the deepest recession since the Great Depression. The leaders of our largest corporation receive extraordinary assistance from the government and continually clamor for more. Let me read that again. The leaders of our largest corporations receive extraordinary assistance from the government and continually clamor for more. The gripe about regulation and rules, yet constantly fight to tailor those rules and regulations to benefit their particular businesses. And they're the ones who are angry. Please, give me a break, somebody. Like I said, you're welcome to call in if you want to discuss it, but they don't need to be whining about nothing, because I'm sure there's some in there with $2, $3, $4 million bonuses. Okay. Now, we're going to talk about the Democrats and where we are right now compared to 1994 and what's going on. Okay. It's a foregone conclusion, excuse me, that the Democrats will lose seats in November. It's not just that the luck of 2006 and 2008, when they gained 30 and 23 seats, respectively, has run out. Conditions have changed. Sure, Democrats control both chambers of Congress and the White House, but President Obama's approval rating is hovering at an anemic 45%. The economy isn't seeing the kind of recovery a party in power wants before an election. Meanwhile, Sarah Palin is doing her best to stir up angry voters who might otherwise stay home during an off-year contest. So speculation is running rampant, y'all, particularly in the media and especially among the Republicans. Could be a replay of the Democrats' lowest political moment in the last half century, the 1994 midterms, when Republicans seized 52 seats in the White House, in the House, and 8 in the Senate, taking control of Congress for the first time in 40 years. But the similarities between 2010 and 1994 are superficial. The more relevant the election, the one that gives you a better gauge of the magnitude of losses the Democrats may see, is the 1982 midterms. Although some political scientists were predicting that the Democrats would gain as many as 50 seats, on election day they took only 26 seats from the Republicans. What happened? And could their disappointment of 28 years ago offer reasons for Democrats to hope this year? After all, they're in the same position now, stronger, actually, since the control both houses of Congress, as the Republicans were in 1982. A quick look at three of the most important factors in any midterm election show why 2010 may be for Democrats what 1982 was for Republicans. Not great, certainly, but not nearly as bad as it could have been. The economy, in many respects today, economic conditions are identical to those in 1982. The yearly change in real disposable income per capita is a key factor in predicting midterm outcomes. When their wallets are fuller, people are more likely to send their representatives back to Washington. And right now, this number is almost the same as it was at this point in 1982 for the third quarter of 2010, predicting a 0.4% increase in real disposable income per capita from last year, a fairly stagnant number that does not show much economic growth for the average citizen. Perhaps the most compelling reason why 2010 won't be another 1994 is the current state of the Republican Party. With the economy the major focus of this election, as it was in 1982, the sitting president has much more power to present a unified voice on behalf of the party. This is something that both Reagan did and Obama has done as well. Okay, I'm going to repeat the number. Please feel free to call in. That is 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. I also read something earlier today I just want to touch on. Was in North Carolina, they want to change their schooling back there. If you, any caller, I mean, any folks listening right now from North Carolina or South Carolina, but it's in the state of North Carolina, they want to change the schools where it goes back to your child can go to school the closest to your home. From what I gather from reading the article, they feel that it wouldn't balance out as far as the integration if kids just went like the school was, say, a quarter mile from the house or four blocks or so from the house. They want the integration to go, for the main reason is because of the educational. If it's an all-black area, it seems like the children back there don't get the education compared to integrating, going away out your area to other schools. So they have a new school board, and the man that was just recently posted as president, he stepped down because he doesn't want this to happen. He said we're going backwards instead of forward. So if any folks in North Carolina and you're listening to the show right now, I'd really appreciate a call on how you parents feel about this changing back to the old where the kids go to school closest to their home. Now, I also understand how some parents feel that, you know, you don't want your kids getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and the school is, you know, 10 or 15 miles away from home, and that is time-consuming. But in all, we want education to be fair for everybody, black, white, Latino, Asian, whoever. And it can't be if we all just circle into one school instead of branching out. Sometimes in other schools they have better teachers. I mean, teachers should be the same all over. But you got to understand, it's almost like a private school. Your child is going to get the best education. Why? Because you're paying for it. Well, also they'll get a better education in an integrated school because there's different type of teachers teaching different ways, and they have values that they want to bring to these students. So, like I say, if any of you folks in North Carolina are listening or South Carolina, hit me up, give me a call. Like to hear what you have to say. Again, that number is area code 646-727-2914. Now, I thought what I'd do today is read a couple of poems, and I want to read a poem to teachers, especially for you folks back there in North Carolina. I was thinking about you when I ran across this today. This is from my book, Are You Ready? So I'm going to begin. Teachers, teach me to walk. Teach me to talk. Teachers, teach me to learn so I can earn. Teachers, teach me to save so I can behave. Teachers, teach me life so I'll be all right. Teachers, teach me to love, to always look above. Teachers, teach me to teach so I can preach. Higher ground is where I want to be. Teachers, you teach what you have to learn. Teachers, that's dedicated to all you teachers back there in North Carolina. Okay. My next poem is titled, What About a Job? A lot of us are out of work right now, and I'm sure this is going to hit home. People cry, I need a job. Because of this or that, I need or can't get a job. Maybe win a contest, receive lots of money. Now I need a job just to track my spending. Money is twisted and funny. Need a job with benefits and leave. How do I feed and take care of my family on just bended knees? Jobs pay more or less money. Take a chance to advance, then make that stand. Jobs create economic standards, so why are people homeless? Jobs accrue mental balance, yet we campaign, my door is open. Compelling, isn't it? Layoff, that is. Jobs, whom do you serve to create or eliminate? Okay. Another poem that I thought I would read is about peace. There is no understanding without peace. There is no communication without peace. There is no love without peace. There is no relationship without peace. There is no spirituality without peace. There is no generations without peace. Governments cannot operate safely without peace. Countries, cities, communities can't give to their people without peace. The planet Earth that we live on as a whole cannot sustain our living without peace. Why is this so hard? Peace. Okay. Well, if you have anything that you want to discuss, please call in. Well, one thing I can talk about, they did cap the oil well. They've got that on this week. You know, Vernice and I have been speaking about that for the last 3 weeks. And they finally got the cap on, and it's holding. That's very good, because some of the pictures that I saw folks online, the animals in the shoreline were just, it almost brought tears in my eyes. So I'm glad that that's done, and hopefully they can really start a massive cleanup now. And they've been working on it, but maybe they can do more now that they've contained it for the moment, and hopefully that's permanent. I don't know if they're ever going to open it up. Hope they never do, but for the moment, I hope it remains like that. So I'm glad about that. Let's see, what else can I talk about? What else is going on in the news? Well, I'm trying to think because I don't want to close the show out early. Let's see. Maybe we'll see what's going on in the news. I don't need to talk about Lindsay Lohan. We all know she's going to jail. Should have been in jail a long time ago. She don't know how to. Lindsay don't know how to do like the courts tell her to do. And last thing I heard on Tiger Woods was that he was three down at the golf open over at the British Open. So let's hope Tiger's right up there and number one that he'll win. Oh, also, I do want to report this. I went to the theater Friday to see Inception. Wait for it to come out on the DVD. The FX part of it, it was very good. I enjoyed it. The storyline sucked. It was too confusing and contradictory, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Some aspects of it was totally unbelievable. So, like I said, the FX was good. But, again, I would just wait for it to come out on the DVD. And it will be okay. Let's see. What else can I discuss? Well, that's about it. I'm just kind of run out of things. I will say this. I know it might end up being a short show, so forgive me if it does. Next week we will have psychic readings, and everybody can call in. It can be about relationship. You can ask me about finances. You could ask me what I see coming up in the future as far as government and things like that. So please feel free to call in with that. I'll dedicate part of the show I'm going to give for the August horoscope reading for all 12 signs. And then the other half of the show, or two-thirds of the show, will be dedicated to psychic readings. I do want to let you know this. I feel around July the 26th that there's a possibility it could be a bad hurricane, very bad hurricane, or a possibility of flooding. maybe in the Midwest. So just kind of put that on the back burner or write it on your calendar as a notice. July 26th, possible very bad weather, hurricane, or flooding. Okay. So with that, I'm going to close the show out tonight a little bit early, and I hope that you've enjoyed the show. And do tune in next week where we'll be doing psychic readings. That's from 6 to 7. The show is called Talk to Me. I'm your host, Linus, producer and switchboard, Chauvinet, otherwise known as Sheriff, and my co-host, Bernice. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful week, and take care and be safe.